Well, welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, yesterday night, a new restaurant and brewery opened on Randolph Street in the West Loop. It's the latest projects from Chef Rick Bayless. Leña Brava and Cruz Blanca will focus on Baja cooking, seafood, mezcal, and, of course, beer. Bayless, of course, is the man behind Frontera Grill, Topola Bampo, and Joco, not to mention his cookbooks, television programs, his podcasts, his empire. What do the new projects bring to the Chicago food landscape? Rick Bayless joins me now. Rick, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm tired just listening to you talk about what I do.
That was a truncated version of what you do. So last night you opened. How was the opening?
You know, it was great. I was really nervous when we started because you never know what kind of craziness can transpire. But the truth was that we had gone through so many practice evenings beforehand that last night was like a cakewalk. I was super happy.
You've opened up a lot of different places and worked on a lot of projects in Chicago, but it's been a while. What's that feeling for you when you're on the eve or the day or the night of opening a new place?
Scared, I think, is probably the word to describe it. I think any time that you're trying to really do something new and something that's outside your comfort zone, because, you know, Leña Brava has a kitchen that is entirely wood-fired. So if you want to bring a pot of water to a boil, you have to light a fire first. And that's a lot to work with. It's really complex, and you have to know a lot about live fire cooking. And we have to our entire team has to cook. Even the pastry chefs have to bake everything in a wood-burning oven.
Wow. That seems to be a lot of the themes of what you're working with here. I mean, fire and, of course, ice. There seems to be a natural theme running through the restaurants.
It is. It's very much like the cuisine of Northern Baja California, which is our inspiration for this place. You go to well, there's a lot of chefs that have settled there in the last 10 or 15 years, and they've all opened these places that have their wood-fired kitchens. Maybe they also have some gas or maybe an electric fryer or something. We chose to go full bore and not do any of that. But the cuisine there is very simple, rustic. It almost has a Mediterranean flair to it. And the people that have settled in that part of Mexico have come from Asia. They've come from Europe. They've certainly migrated there from different parts of Mexico. So it's one of the most interesting cuisines in the whole country. And yet hardly anybody knows about it in the United States. So we feel really lucky to be able to share this rustic, earthy, fabulous cuisine with everybody. And you know, it's really focused on fish because the place in Mexico that's most well known for the fisheries is Ensenada, which is in right. Northern Baja. So it's this great place to visit. It's a great place to use as an inspiration.
You've done a lot with, obviously, with Mexican cooking. You know, that's your specialty. But your specialty seems to be more of central Mexico or inner Mexico. How hard is it for you to make that transition to, you know, to sort of conquering Baja food?
I don't know. You'll have to be the judge on that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how well we do with all of this.
Are there similarities?
Yeah, there are, but you know, the things that we're known for so much in Frontera, say, the moles and the complex sauces and all that, that's not a big part of this cuisine. It's much lighter, and it more focuses on salsas. Of course, we've got our handmade tortillas that we're doing here as well, but it's a very, it's a simple, rustic, delicious, lighter style cuisine than maybe people might expect.
On the other side, you have Cruz Blanca, which is the brewery. What drew you to doing beer? I mean, for you, it's always been food. I mean, obviously wine as well and service, but right. What drew you to getting into the beer world?
Well, it's kind of a funny story that I have a partner in Frontera Foods who just became this beer fanatic, and he started traveling all over the world, tasting beers and bringing these stuff back to taste. And then he went to brewing school because he really got into it and wanted to know more about it. And so this was sort of a dream that he had. And then we joined forces with the last of the master brewers from Goose Island. Mm-hmm. And he's really brought a lot of technical skill as well as incredible creativity to this project. So it all just sort of grew up naturally. from people following their passions and getting everybody else excited about it. I was super into the idea of doing a wood-fired kitchen. My partner was really into the idea of doing a microbrewery. And then we sort of melded the two things together because we have this little tiny taqueria at the back of the tasting room for the brewery that does the Oaxacan-style taqueria, which is, again, more rustic than what you would expect if you've been to Chicago taqueria.
Wow. Another part of it is the mezcal, the tequila. You're bringing that. You're bringing that full force to Chicago.
Well, this is the thing. Right now, we have 111 different expressions of mezcal in this bar. I'm standing right in the middle of the dining room, looking at them. So I know that this is what we've got. And that used to, we all talked about 100% agave tequilas and how fabulous that was. Well, mezcal is even more interesting and complex, and offers more variety of flavors. You know that tequila has to, by law, be made with one variety of agave, but you can use up to 14 different varieties of agave to make mezcal. Mezcal is like the father of tequila, and so it expresses more of the place that the agaves are grown, the different style of agave. But the one thing that ties all mezcals together is that they have to be made in this really old-fashioned artisan style, and that really reflects the same thing that we're doing in the kitchen with all the wood fire.
You know, this restaurant and the brewery are on Randolph Street. There, you took an old building, you rehabbed it. We've sort of been seeing it over the last couple months transform. What's it feel like to be on Randolph Street, where all the hot spots have become? Because, you know, you've made your name as the king of Clark Street, where, you know, Frontera and Topolobampo transformed downtown and River North when you started there. What does it feel like to move over to the West Loop, where all the youngsters, the hot spots are at? Huh?
Well, it's kind of weird because, you know, when we 30 years ago, when we started working on Frontera, because we opened almost 30 years ago, and that stretch of Clark Street was really, really a shady neighborhood. But it was the only thing that we could afford. And then over the years, we helped to bring a lot of interest and other businesses, obviously, to that area. And now it's like, you know, it's incredible. It's completely surrounded by clubs and great restaurants and all that. But I have to say that it's really fun. And so far, it's been really fun to be on Randolph Street because we are always exploring new stuff, and all of these restaurants and chefs that are around us here on Randolph Street are doing exactly the same thing. So we're really happy, actually, to be here. It seemed like the right next move for us.
Rick, I've known you for a while, and I know you to be a busy guy, and you are, you know, you obviously have a lot of things going on. Adding another restaurant and the brewery on top of the restaurants that you already have, plus the shows, the podcast, the television, the books. How do you keep it all going? Are you worried about overexposure?
Well, for us, it's all about teams. And we only do the next step. We only grow when we have team members that really want to take on the projects. And that's been the success story for us, is to always make sure that the team was there before we actually committed to the project. And we have an amazing team here on Randolph Street. You know, my daughter, after having lived in New York for the last 7.5 years, has moved back to be one of the management team to open Lenya. So in some ways, it's sort of a legacy project in the sense that we're kind of passing the baton to our next generation of our family.
Wow. The cuisines that you bring, I mean, even the moles and you were talking about earlier, those were new experiences for Chicago diners. And what you're going to do with Lena Brava and Cruz Blanco, they're different experiences when you talk about the Oaxacan taqueria in the back. How has the Chicago audiences or diners responded to you bring sort of expanding the palate?
It's only about how good a cooks we are, honestly. If we put our heads down, concentrate, bring every bit of our talent and commitment to what we're doing in the kitchen, then we're going to make good food. And it's the good food that captures everybody's imagination. And that's the only thing that we have ever really tried to do. Once we've seduced them, as we say, with really great flavor, we have the opportunity to tell them the stories that are behind those dishes. And that's all we've really wanted to do all these years. And it's been successful for us. But food is number one. It's the flavor on the plate. I find chefs all the time wanting to tell stories that they don't back up with the food. And then they say, oh, my diners weren't ready. And usually I just want to say, no, I don't think you paid enough attention to the food itself. So that's really what we're all about, is just the food. What we're doing right now is just super delicious food. And if you want to come, we can teach you all kinds of stories about it and background. But all we really care about is that you have a great time with delicious food.
Last question. I mean, you've done some stuff outside of Chicago, but the majority of your projects have been in this town. What keeps you here? Because you have a national profile. You don't have to open restaurants just on Randolph Street. You can open them up in Los Angeles, New York, which you've done. What keeps you building and setting up new businesses here in Chicago?
It's just that I love Chicago and I don't like having to commute far distances for anything. So I'm really happy to be in Chicago. It is the absolute perfect place for me, for my own personality. I love it here. Every time I love the excitement of New York. I love to go to San Francisco, where they have all this abundant produce around them 12 months of the year. But when I come back to Chicago, I always feel like I've come home. This is the right place for me.
Rick Bayless' new place, Lenya Brava and Cruz Blanco, are on Randolph Street. They just opened last night. Chef Bayless, thanks so much for taking some time out today.
Are you kidding? It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Justin.
Take care.